This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics. Welcome to Tuesday. I'm very excited because tonight I lose my Limp Bizkit virginity.
All right, partner. Keep on rolling, baby. You know what time it is.
What I'm very excited about, though, is the fact that we have given Sarah a homework assignment.
Yes.
She has been studying the gospel of Limp Bizkit for about a week now.
I have. I really have been.
For how are we feeling?
We're feeling great.
Is there any pure poetry from the mouth of Fred Durst that has spoken to your core, to your soul?
Everything he says is pure poetry.
He speaks to you, doesn't he?
He really does. I appreciate all of the swearing.
I really appreciate the poetry in that one song, Eat You Alive, which is loosely based on Britney Spears.
What? I haven't listened to that one yet.
Oh, yeah. Go to the Results May Vary record.
Okay, I'm on it.
We can't play any of the lyrics on this.
No.
I mean, minus like maybe the sniffing panties line, and that's about it.
Oh, what?
Yes, that is a part of the line.
Does he talk about that? He wants to do that for Britney?
Yes. This was around the time where he was like rumored to be connected to Britney Spears, and then it didn't end well, and so he wrote this song.
That's hilarious.
About her.
I love
allegedly.
It.
Those were some legendary years.
That was a good time.
You know, the funny thing is, the more I go on with this show, I thought I was the Limp Bizkit fan back in the day. The more I know Steve Miggs, he is like the encyclopedia of Limp Bizkit. I listened to two albums. Their creme de la creme, which was Significant Other, and then their like lesser one, which was Chocolate Starfish, and then after that, I fell off the Limp Bizkit wagon. Steve,
there's not just two
over
albums.
Here is like the Holy Bible of Limp Bizkit.
He has been, yes. I mean, honestly, you've gotten me more hyped up than I already was.
I mean, of course, you got Chocolate Starfish and the Hot Dog Flavored Water and Significant Other, two great records. But I contend that maybe even Gold Cobra might be their best.
And there's who listened to Gold Cobra?
This guy. The only person in Seattle that was in a Gold Cobra.
Listen to Shotgun, your mind will be blown.
Are they going
to
play any songs off of Gold Cobra?
I want to put money that they are not going to play a single song of that record because nobody bought it other than me. There's also The Unquestionable Truth Part 1, which is a great record.
Part
if you're,
one.
Yeah, I don't know. They never put out Part 2.
Maybe it's still coming. Well, we are very excited to be heading out to White River Amphitheater in just a few hours' time. Steve and I are already rocking our hot dog shirts.
I'm calling it the Limp Glizzy shirt.
It is a Limp Glizzy. Oh, no.
All right, partner.
And Rockaholics, where are we going to hang out tonight? The Bear Lounge?
We're going to be at the Bear House.
The Bear House.
That's an area that's like right over you, across the bridge, the Matthews Bridge, of course, if you're an Limp Bizkit fan. But if you go to the White River Amphitheater, there's like a spot over the bridge. It's kind of like right next to where everything is. We're going to hang out around 8 o'clock. So if you are going to the Limp Bizkit show, which if you're one of the 12 other people that are, then come on by and find us over by the Bear House.
We'll see you there, Rockaholics. Now let's inform these fine folks.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
All right, partners, the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. And today, I think we're already crushing it. It's National Radio Day.
This is great radio.
I don't know if there's another radio station in the world, and probably for good reason, that are this excited about a Limp Bizkit concert, but here we are. It's also National Hawaiian Pizza Day.
Boo!
Shut up. And Bacon Lovers Day, which might I recommend, we place the Canadian bacon on a Hawaiian pizza with actual bacon.
And replace the pineapple with something better.
No, keep the pineapple, and I think it's a way better pizza.
Okay.
You know what's not good, though, yesterday? Was your Seattle Mariners once again disappointing us. It's just, it's over. Guys, it's over. I don't even know if we've ever talked about them anymore. They ended up losing 3-0. Wasted a nice pitching effort from Bryce Miller. Bats were yet again not alive. I mean, to think about, at one point, your Seattle Mariners, not to make you more depressed, but here we are. They were in first place with a 10-game lead. Yeah. They looked like they were unstoppable. No team has ever like blown it after having this kind of a lead this late in the season. But here we are now, 5 games out of first place. Mm. The Astros are red hot. I think they've only lost once in the last 10 games. And we're also 6.5 games out of the wild card. So chances are pretty slim that we're going to be going to the postseason.
Okay.
But go Mariners.
Well, let's talk about the Seahawks. Let's talk about Geno Smith. He is reportedly seeking a new contract before the start of the Seahawks season, even though he's only in the second year of his 3-year, $75 million contract. However, the Seahawks have not made renegotiating his contract much of a priority, and there is no new deal that appears to be on the front burner as of yet.
I think Geno even said it. He emailed him about this whole in the negotiation, and he said,
"They wrote me off. I ain't right back, though. That's the problem. I ain't right back. Let's go."
And I don't think the Seahawks are writing back either. Like, hey, man, we're giving you a lot of money.
Well, and speaking of quarterbacks, the Hawks have brought in Casey Bauman for a workout. He is a Bellingham native. He went to Nooksack Valley High School. He was recently released by the Los Angeles Chargers, and this workout might indicate that the team is maybe looking at some other options for a practice squad or an emergency quarterback role, especially considering P.J. Walker's preseason performances.
He stunk it up in the last game. Ooh. Yeah, I mean, Sam Howell, of course, is the backup or maybe the starter at some point, but yeah, P.J. Walker didn't do a very good job of proving that he should be on the roster. Oh, man, speaking of quarterback stuff, I don't know if you've been keeping tabs on what's going on with our old friend, Russell Wilson.
Mr. Unlimited.
I haven't, to be honest with you. Up until recently, apparently, the competition between him and Justin Fields, it might be leaning a little bit more towards Justin Fields, mainly because of the fact that Russ has not performed all that well in the preseason games. He's also been dealing with some injuries as well. And there's a lot of people that are saying, no, maybe Justin Fields should be the guy, including former Pittsburgh Steelers coach Bill Cowher. He's saying that, yeah, maybe Fields is the guy. Now, they haven't made an announcement just yet. It looked like it was Russ's job to lose, but maybe he's lost it.
Yikes.
That's crazy if that's the case.
Go Hawks.
Hey, as far as whether we're going to hit a high of 71 degrees, say it's going to be cloudy, partners. Perfect day to keep on rolling. That's the DMT, and that's what's up. I'm sorry.
What rock band do you think has made the most money on tour?
Ooh.
Limp Bizkit?
No. I'm not going to even throw that one out. I don't know. Metallica?
That's a good choice, but probably not.
Kiss?
I don't know.
All right.
In fact, a couple of the bands that have a couple of the bands that have made the most money on tour aren't even rock bands. We're going to tell you all about it at 6:20.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Which band do you think has the highest grossing rock tour of all time? And no, Taylor Swift's backing band does not count.
Okay.
And it's not Limp Bizkit.
No, Taylor Swift has like the highest grossing of just all of music.
Oh, but, yeah.
And I mean, and the more she tours, the more she crushes that record. But this is rock bands.
So they tabulated the numbers. And the top grossing band is in. It is...
I like Coldplay, but I am booing this selection of a song. I hate. I'm only a Coldplay fan, just like Radiohead. First three records, then I'm done.
Oh, yeah.
I would also like to point out that, again, Steve sent me the list without telling me what songs to play. Yeah. So I just went top song, and this was their top song.
I can't argue that it's probably their most popular song with everybody. But, man, I like some of their older stuff.
The Music of the Spheres World Tour has grossed $945.7 million.
Dude, they do stadiums. They do those big festivals. I mean, they're doing like, you know, they'll do like Lumen Field. I mean, they're just, it's crazy that the first time I ever saw Coldplay was at the Showbox.
Oh, wow.
Which, I mean, it was their very first U.S. show. They just came over to America. They did like an end session, got to see that too. That was pretty cool.
Were a lot of people wearing yellow?
No.
Sorry, it was a bad
But all the joke. Lights went yellow, and I thought it was the most mind-blowing thing. Also, I smoked a lot of weed back in those days. But, you know, turning the lights on yellow when they're singing yellow, I was like, this is just next level.
Do you hear how edgy this guy is? He was smoking doobies at the Coldplay concert.
Yeah. Some of the devil's cabbage. I was probably the most badass person there.
You're going to be the most badass person at Limp Bizkit tonight, Steve Miggs.
You better watch out.
Are you ready to round out the rest of the top five? These are the highest grossing rock tours of all time.
So anyone else seen Coldplay or am I the only idiot?
Nope.
Okay. Just make it maybe you went for, you know, a bet. I don't know. You lost a bet and had to go. I don't know. I've seen them more times than I can remember.
Oh, Lord. Here is number two.
Now, would you consider Elton John, though, rock?
Hell yeah!
I don't know if I would.
I think rock's pretty damn hard.
Is this one of those examples?
Maybe not so much Tiny Dancer.
I mean, I can entertain the argument that some people would consider him a rock artist or a rock band, but he's not a rock band. He's just a boot. I just consider him pop.
Yeah.
Right?
And I've never seen him
He's about as rock as Taylor Swift, I feel.
I've never seen him in concert, but the Farewell Yellow Brick Road Tour, $939.1 million.
But as rock as Taylor Swift, and he also probably wears just as many sequences as Taylor Swift in a concert. Yeah, I've never seen Elton John, though. I would love to see Elton John. I don't think he's touring anymore, right?
I think he's completely farewelled now.
And none of us have seen him.
Nope.
Okay.
All right. Coming in at number three on the list of the top highest grossing rock tours of all time.
Both of your faces right there. I wish I would have had a camera rolling.
I say that, but I kind of wish I would have seen you two at some point. I've had a couple of opportunities, and I passed it up, and then now I look back, I'm like, it would have been cool to see them back when I wasn't as disgusted by their music.
I've never been able to get into YouTube, but my husband loves them, and he's always like, if you just would go see them with me, and I said, it doesn't matter if the ticket is free, I will not go with you.
Oh, so that's
I just really can't stand this band.
So you couldn't even sit through a concert?
I don't think I could.
What about at the Sphere? Because they did the Sphere, right?
I'd rather see the Eagles at the Sphere than you two.
Wow.
Honestly.
No, I'd much rather go see you two.
The U2 360 tour has grossed $736.4 million. Coming in at number four.
They get the last laugh, Taryn. Who cares if you're not going to go see them? I think enough people have seen them that they're doing okay. Yeah.
Number four on the list of the highest grossing rock tours of all time.
Now we're cooking with butter. Give me that cowbell, Steven Adler.
The Not In This Lifetime tour has grossed $584.2 million.
I've seen them when they reunited with Slash and Duff, which was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
I saw Axl and the Guns N' Posers when he hired a bunch of guys and they did like the Tacoma Dome. It was pretty good. I still wish I could go back in time though and see the original five.
Oh my gosh, that's been legendary. Rounding out the top five, the top grossing rock tours of all time.
I mean, would you consider them rock? I'm kidding.
Oh, I've seen them twice in recent years. They were fantastic. They can take my money every time. A Bigger Bang tour grossed $558 million.
I saw them once, and I only lasted a couple songs. Not because I thought they sucked. I'm just not a big Rolling Stones fan. I just wanted to go so I could say I've seen the Rolling Stones.
So did you enjoy? Did they have an opener that you were excited about or anything? Or
I think it was Dave Matthews.
Oh, wow.
And actually, I enjoyed Dave Matthews more.
He's pretty great.
He was fantastic.
He is not on this list, though.
No, but I'm sure he's doing okay financially.
Oh, yeah.
So I've seen three of the five. How about you?
Two of the five.
Danny, zero of the five?
Zero.
Sarah, zero of the five? No, Mastodon, zero. I know. Now that you're a metal babe.
Yeah, it's not Lamb of God, you guys. Come on.
Right.
206-803-ROCK. We want to know, have you seen any of these bands that have the highest grossing rock tours of all time? Coldplay, Elton John, U2, Guns N' Roses, or the Rolling Stones? Call in now if you have ever seen any of these bands live. 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Pearl Jam.
I've seen them.
The Daily Mix Show. 206-803-ROCK. We want to know, have you ever seen any of these bands in concert? Coldplay, Elton John, U2, Guns N' Roses, or the Rolling Stones? They are the highest grossing rock bands of all time. And we want to know what you thought of the show.
I've been 3 for 5 for me. Was it 2 for 5 for you?
2 for 5 for me.
And 0 for 5 for Danny and Sarah.
206-803-ROCK. Jessica, you're in Everett, but you traveled a great distance to see Guns N' Roses.
I did, yeah. A pretty far distance. I went all the way to Tokyo.
Okay, I saw them in Tacoma, but that's no Tokyo.
Well, to be fair, I didn't go to Tokyo for them. They just happened to be playing there while I was there. And, of course, I had to take advantage. It was amazing.
So, Jessica, you like I do this all the time. Wherever I'm going, like we went to San Diego, I'm like, what bands are playing while we're there? Because how cool. So that was, and you saw Guns N' Roses playing. Where did they play?
It was actually a festival that was going on. I think a 2-day festival. I only went to the 1 day, but they had all kinds of random bands. Weezer was there. I got to see Weezer. Hoobastank.
Yeah.
It was a little while ago, but oh my god, it was so fun.
Worth the money?
So worth the money. Absolutely.
And who was in Guns N' Roses when you saw them? Was it Axl and a bunch of hired hands, or was Slash and Duff part of it as well?
I did see Slash. Yes.
Nice.
Yep.
Right on, Jessica.
Steve, in Bellevue, you also saw GNR in the early 90s?
Yeah, that's right. The Use Your Tour at the Tacoma Dome. And that was with I believe that was all the original members. They may have subbed in Soren on drums,
yes.
But everybody else was there.
Was that the show with Metallica and Faith No More, or was that a different tour?
No, that was a different tour. It was an awesome show. So much so that my buddy Johnny bought a $25 concert shirt, and we were like broke college kids. We lost Johnny, couldn't figure out where he was, found him passed out on my car. He had puked all over the front of his $25 concert shirt and totally puked all over the front of it. And we're like, Johnny, what's up, man? Oh, I was in the pit. I couldn't get out of the pit, so I just puked on myself.
Oh,
well, that's one way to get out of the pit.
Poor Johnny.
Make room for Johnny.
Dude, I remember paying for a pay-per-view back in the day when they had pay-per-views. They would do pay-per-view concerts, and one was for Guns N' Roses during the Use Your Illusion tour, and opening for them was Soundgarden.
Oh,
and it was, I have it on VHS somewhere, so if you ever want to borrow it.
You know I do.
Yeah.
I got a VHS player somewhere. Steven and Everett, you saw 3 out of the 5 bands, just like Steve Miggs. Which 3 did you see?
I've seen Coldplay. I've seen Guns N' Roses, the Hired Hands version.
Okay.
And I saw U2.
And so of those 3, which one was your favorite?
The Coldplay one.
And Stevie is this is our buddy Stevie, Green Bay Packers fan, and you're a massive metalhead, Hatebreed and Megadeth. So for you to say that Coldplay was your favorite of those, that's a testament to how good they are live.
Yeah, well, the kind of side reason we wanted to go see them because Fiona Apple was opening. So.
Oh. I saw her at the Moore Theater once, and it was so great.
Absolutely. 206-803-ROCK, if you've ever seen Coldplay, Elton John, U2, GNR, or the Rolling Stones.
And all five of them have been seen by our production director, the man, the myth, the legend, the voice of Straight to the Commons, oh, Jason.
Good morning.
Hello,
good morning, Jason.
Jason.
Good morning.
So you've seen all five?
All five. Yeah, Coldplay multiple times, U2 two or three times, Rolling Stones once, Elton John when he was touring with Billy Joel at Wrigley Field, did two nights there, saw that, and then who was the fifth
GNR?
One? GNR? GNR, yes. GNR was in a little campground 4-H fairground in northwestern Illinois with Metallica on a tour in the early 90s, I want to say like 94 or 95, in Pecatonica, Illinois, and just a nightmare scenario to get in and get out of there. But
like White River.
Worse than White River. Oh, I mean, small geez, town, man. Fairground, worse than White River, but phenomenal.
Worth it. If you could go back and see one of those bands one more time of the five, which would you go see again?
Oh, you're going to hate my response to this,
no,
but it's U2. It was after the attacks on 9/11, and they were playing United Center, and they pulled these big drapes up that were linen drapes, and they put every person's name on there as they sang the song Walk On in tribute to everyone who lost their lives on 9/11. And it gives me chills right now talking about it. There was nothing more moving than that moment.
Sure. So that was your favorite of the five?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I remember seeing that, and that was just incredible what they did there.
And then Coldplay after that, and then Elton John. And I mean, everyone was great for a different reason. There's not one that I really like over the other, but that experience with U2 at United Center, just chilling.
Yeah. Mm.
Chilling.
206-803-ROCK. Have you seen any of these five bands, Coldplay, Elton John, U2, GNR, or Guns N' Roses? Or the Rolling Stones, excuse me. Chris and Everett, you saw two of the five.
Hey, what's up, guys? Yeah, hey. I saw the Steel Wheels tour for the Rolling Stones. It was like 94. They were playing with Guns N' Roses. I can't remember what tour it was, but they came out with Knocking on Heaven's Door. Saw them with In Living Color.
Oh, I remember that tour. Yes.
Yeah, they rock, man.
Yeah, that was right when Living Color just broke big with Cult of Personality.
Oh yeah, Bob from Tacoma, you saw U2 at the Paramount, and they got a guy from the crowd to do what?
Well, I was watching him, and a guy from the crowd handed a cassette tape to Bono, and Bono made a statement about how that's how they started, was a garage band handing somebody a tape, and so they pulled him up on stage and handed him a guitar. And they wanted him to play with the band, and the guy just stood there, and Bono, they stopped, and Bono asked him what's wrong, and he said, I play the drums. So he hopped on the drum kit, and that kid rocked. It was amazing.
So he played a U2 song with them?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, in a small venue, Paramount. And that was in their Surrender tour when they before they really got big and started playing the great big huge venues.
I would have liked to have seen them back in those days, like, you know, Joshua Tree and earlier. I feel like that those were good U2 songs.
Oh, it was amazing. Probably one of the best concerts that I'll remember the rest of my life.
Bob, did you ever find out if that guy, did his band make it, the guy with the cassette?
It was Dave Grohl.
Never followed up, never knew who he was.
It was Dave Grohl.
That was his 5 minutes of
and
fame.
That's Kurt Cobain spotted him and said, you know what, he should be our drummer.
Ugh. Rockaholic Steve Miggs has very much enjoyed being in the 69 Club, and I'm talking about the number of losses he has on the year in the game Beat Miggs. He's got a record of 230 wins, 69 losses, and 38 ties in 2024. Who will deliver the 70th loss? 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Miggs at 6:50.
The Daily Miggs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network.
Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.